I wanted to share this because I know a lot of you viewers run your own websites. Maybe you even in business are in charge of maintaining websites. Mm-hmm. And there's a really interesting and smart, clever, but potentially dangerous piece of bot spam malware that's going around right now. It's very, very interesting. When we build a website, mm-hmm. we tend to link to other websites.
Right.
Okay. So Category 5 TV, for example, if somebody blogs about us or talks about us, I might, if I know about it, I might link to it from Category 5 TV's website so that our viewers can find it and read it.
Right. That makes sense.
In a business, you've got your business site, you're linking to your partners, you're linking to your suppliers, you're linking to your customers, maybe in testimonials and things like that.
Right.
Right? Here's an example. Think about that. You're linking to your customers. So what this bot spam does is it spiders through the internet. It finds your website and it looks for two things.
Okay.
One, the title of your website. Because the title of your website quite often is what? Your company name.
Yeah.
Right? So Category 5 TV Network.
Mm-hmm.
That's the title of my website. And two, all the exit links on my website. Now, with my title, it goes to every exit link on my website and it finds the contact information on that website, be they emails, be they online forms that get submitted to,
okay.
to the receptionist or whatever. And what it does now is, so it has an association that says Category 5 TV Network is associated with this customer, say. Okay? So say one of our customers, say Jabiz. All right? So somebody that we've worked with and done reviews
right.
for. So we link to their
yeah.
website. So now it's gone over to the Jabiz website and it's found all of the links to their emails and it mass mails a single email to each contact and through the contact us form and everything and looks like it's coming from Category 5 TV Network. Okay, because remember it got that
yes.
in the first step.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's coming from the Category 5 TV Network. They say, oh, we know who that is, right? So automatically we've got some recognition there and an automatic trust. It says that they owe this amount of money. And here's the invoice. And
no.
If you do not pay immediately, we're going to be putting you through to collections.
Which would work sometimes.
Which would work. Because
yes.
then that customer of mine is getting a past due invoice notice from me, from Category 5 TV Network, that looks like...
It looks legit.
Oh, well, I better forward this on to the bookkeeper and get them to open it. And, and it's, of course... Malware
so,
could be any number of things, ransomware or whatever else.
So then how would you easily spot that? You wouldn't easily spot it. It looks legit. You have the trust. You
yeah.
have the company name. You really just
That's
have to really check your, I guess, your receivables, your, like...
We have to... We're living in a world right now where we all, in business and in personal, we have to be a little bit untrusting.
Mm-hmm.
of what is coming to us.
Right.
In such a way that if I receive an invoice from somebody I know and it looks legit and
mm-hmm.
it looks like they're going to put me through to collections, hey, if I'm not expecting an invoice from them or I can't think of what it is or maybe it makes me go, don't open it. If you need to look up your receivables or whatever or payables or pick up the phone or pop them an email and say, do I owe you any money right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, what's happening? Because
yeah.
I don't remember.
I got an email here. It could be a phishing scam or some other thing, but it looks like it came from you. Is it legit? Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, could you just double check our account and just make sure we're up to date?
Yeah, I guess first things first. Pay all of your bills on time. That way, no matter what, it's going to look fishy.
So you
if
can
you
just
get
reply to that email and say, whatever, I don't owe you nothing.
I owe nothing to
yeah.
no one.
So watch out for that one, folks. It's dangerous because it can trick your customers and it can trick you. So be careful. And if you suspect that that kind of thing has been happening on your website or, you know, if you want to even warn some of your customers, feel free to send them a copy of this video and spread the word, spread this video and let them know that this is a very serious threat.
Yeah. Thank you.